सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूनमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
वर्स नंबर 12 विल चैंट टुगेदर।
यदादित्यगतं तेजः जगद्भासयते किलं यच्चन्द्रमसि यच्चाग्नौ तत्तेजो विद्धि मामकम्।
The Lord has become our tour guide. So He is showing us outside where you can see the Lord. First he says, yad aditya gatam tejah jagat bhasayate akhilam. In the sun you will find the illuminating power, the brilliance, the radiance. Well, that is me. Yad chandramasi, in the moon, the lighting power, illuminating power, that also is me. But we know that is the reflected light of sun. It's okay. The sun's light is because of me. And the light borrowed from sun to moon, that is naturally is also me. Yatcha agnau tattejo vidhi mamakam, agnau, the burning power in the fire, that also is me. Oh Lord, you come little bit closer. Sun is very far. Moon is also far. Come closer. Okay. Now.
Gama Vishya Cha Bhutani. Gama Vishya Cha Bhutani. धारयाम्यहमोजसा पुष्णामि चौषधि सर्वाः पुष्णामि चौषधि सर्वाः। सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः। गामाविश्य च भूतानि धारयाम्यहमोजसा पुष्णामि चौषधि सर्वाः सोमो भूत्वा रसात्मकः।
गामाविश्य गाम गाम मीन्स नॉट काउ हियर गाम मीन्स पृथ्वी अर्थ आविश्य एंटर गामाविश्य च भूतानि धारयामि अहम ओजसा I have entered into the earth and I sustain all bhutas. Having entered into the earth, I sustain all bhutas. Dharayami aham ojasa bhutani. So in the sun, I am energizing power, illuminating, and in the earth, I am sustaining power. Different type of power Lord is going to explain us. How is this sustaining power? Well, it's the Shuddha Bals, pure power. Kama Rag Vivarjitam. Kama Rag Vivarjitam. Lord has got no desire, no attachment, no any intention behind that power. Kama Rag Vivarjitam, that power is Shuddha power, pure power. And that power, if it is not there, then Prithvi will go into Saturn. You know that if you take the any clod of earth, you will find it is dust only. Dry it in the sun, you will find all powdery thing. But who is holding it together? Lord says, Aham. I am holding it together. And the gravitational power, well, that also is because of me. I am holding the whole Prithvi together, number one. Number two, the gravitational power in it is also because of me. Not only that, I am rotating this earth also. That power is also mine. So I have entered into this earth and it is that my power is expressing in this way. So whatever is grown on this earth, plant, herbs, cereals, etc., all have got this nourishing power. Nourishing power. In all plants and cereals, you will find some medicinal value. All vitamins are made from the plants. All medicines are also made from plants. When we are sick, we take medicine and then we can again fit. So the body is sustained because of plants, because of the nourishing power in that. Someone may say, no, we get some many medicines from the animals also. Right? But animals are also sustained by plants, cereals, everything. So the basic thing, sustenance power, are all in the medicinal values and cereals, they all are in the plant kingdom. Herbs, ausadhi, all medicines from the plants only. Pushnami chausadhi sarva somo bhutva rasatmakah. And then I have, in the moon, I have got the rasatmak power. Somo bhutva, I have become the moon. Bhutva means I have become moon. And the moon has got rasatmakam. It has got the nutrient which is nourishing. So in the moon we have got two powers. One is the prakash shakti, the illuminating power, and another is the poshan shakti. Poshan shakti, nourishing power. The moon has got two powers. And moon has got, we see the two fortnights. One is the dark fortnight and another is bright fortnight. In the dark fortnight, it is said the soshan shakti is there, drying power is there. And in the bright fortnight, poshan shakti is there, nursing power is there. How strange is that? The farmers, they all dry up their seeds in the dark fortnight, and again before they want to sow their seed, they put it in the bright fortnight so that they get the rasa. Continuously they get the rasa. So a seeker who has realized his own Atman, now with the open eyes he can see the Lord everywhere. In the sun he will see as the illuminating power. In the moon he will see as a nursing power. In the fire he will see as a burning power. And in the earth he will see the Lord as a sustaining power. So the deeper meaning, What is the deeper meaning? Inside, it is said, the deity of eyes is sun. When you read the Tattva Bodh, you will find the devata, the deity of the eyes is sun. So because of the Lord, we are able to see. Moon is the deity of mind. If we are thinking, that means it is because of Lord. Fire is the devata of speech. Speech represents all organs of action. So whatever we are doing, it is because of His power. And Gama Vishya, Lord says, you are in my lap. I am sustaining you. So because of Lord, we are able to see. Because of the Lord, we are able to think. Because of the Lord, we are able to speak. And because of Lord, having entered into the earth, we are in His lap. Oh Lord, you come little bit further closer.
Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, Praninam Deham Ashritah, Praninam Deham Ashritah, Pranapana Samayuktah, Pranapana Samayuktah, Pachamyannam Chaturvidham, Pachamyannam Chaturvidham, Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva, Praninam Deham Ashritah, Pranapana Samayuktah, Pachamyannam Chaturvidham.
Lord says, it's not that I am only outside. Well, I am inside also. And inside, yes. Aham Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritah. Well, I am inside you, Vaishvanara, digestive power, Jatharagni. You see the powers, illuminating power. Then, next, moon is nourishing power. Fire, burning power. Gama, Prithvi is sustaining power. Jatharagni, again Agni here. Well, that is digestive power. That also is me. But how do you work, Lord, there? That I am. Pachamam annam chaturvidam prana apana samayukta. I take the help of prana, prana and apan. With the help of prana and apan, I digest the food. The prana is from the navel to this place, up to the throat. And the seat is heart. And apan is navel downward. And the seat is the, you can say, seat is a, what you call it, organ of excretion, that is the seat. So the prana seat is heart, and apana seat is organ of excretion. So sitting there, I pachamyam annam, I digest food. I digest food, yes. How many ways? It says chaturvidham, pachami annam chaturvidham, four ways. So what type of food? Four types of food. Is it Indian food, Chinese food, American food, Thai food? No, no. Bhagavad Gita relates to India only. So is it only Indian food? Is it South Indian food, North Indian food, Bengali food, or the Western food? Bombay food? No, no. Four types of food, he said. I digest. What are those four times? Said bhach, bhachyam, Bhakshyam. Bhakshyam is masticating, chewing. We have got 32 teeth. Mahatma says that you should chew each morsel 32 times. But we know certain food, even if you chew it for 64 times, still we go on chewing. Like?
Chewing gum.
Bhakshyam. Bhakshyam means that you have to chew it. So the function of teeth is there. Bhojyam. Bhojyam means swallowing. You don't require teeth there. There can be two types. One is peya, another is churna. Peya means like drinking milk, buttermilk, soup. You don't require to chew that. Peya. Churna, powder. Like in Ayurvedic medicines, you have to take many things as a powder, then you take some water, then you swallow it. That's all. Peyam and churna. Third is lehya. Lehya means licking. We all know pickle, honey, chutney. So there, the role is of tongue. And the last is chosya. Chosya means sucking. Sucking like mangoes. When we suck mangoes, there in India you get sucking type of mangoes. You chosya. Press it from different chosya. Type and then chosya. Suck it. Sucking chosya. Humans eat indiscriminately. And that is why we get lot of disease. In the wild animals you will find hardly they are sick. But the domesticated animals, again you will find lot of disease come to them. Why? Because we give them all indiscriminately. It's not natural. It's pre-made. Dog food, cat food, everything is mixed up. You bring it and get them. Now this eating also can be made a yajna. Yajna? Yes. Because the Lord is there in the Jatharagni. It is digestive fire there. And the food is oblation in that fire. Whatever food we are giving, it's an oblation. What we have to do is only add the name of the Lord to this. That's all. Jatharagni is there. You have got no control on your Jatharagni. You are not digesting. Lord is sitting there digesting. And Pujya Gurudev used to say, Lord is sitting there and looking up. Now the hot soup is coming. Then chili. Then something very cold coming. In the last ice cream cold. So people don't think what the Jatharagni Lord Narayan is sitting there. Lord said, then he goes to sleep. I am whole night digesting the whole thing, whatever he has eaten. So how this can be made a yajna? Because Jatharagni fire is continuously there. And we are eating continuously. Only you have to add the name of the Lord with that. That is why we always say before eating, Brahma Arpanam, Brahma Habi, Brahma Agno, Agni, Brahma Agno, Bhagno, Brahma Nahutam. So we have to be careful about when we are making it a sadhana. Sadhana? When we are controlling it, then we have to be careful about the food, its quantity, its quality, and the emotions with it it is made. There are many sampradaya, Ramanuja sampradaya and other sampradaya. They are very careful about this. That you should not be angry while cooking, because the anger will come there. And they understand that this is not properly cooked. Ashraya dosa, nimitta dosa. There are two types of dosa there. Nimitta dosa, the one who is cooking. A dosa in the food, a shortcoming in the food may come through the person who is cooking. And ashraya dosa means the vessel which you are using. In earlier times, you must have seen, we all had the brass or the bronze vessels. Steel was never used. Steel, according to our Shastra, is considered as tamasic. But nowadays, it's very difficult to maintain those bronze and the brass vessel because you have to put some, what is that, the white thing, they put zinc and something inside. Every month or every 2 months you have to do, which is not possible. So the steel came in. So there is ashraya dosa also. So many Mahatmas, they are very careful about this thing. The food eaten becomes three parts. One part becomes the blood. And it is gives nourishment to whole body. Another part is very subtle part which becomes the part of your mind. It is said, jaisa khao ann, vaisa bane man. According to the food, your mind will be also. As the food you take, so is the mind. And the third part is that whatever is left out, waste, it is excreted. So Lord says, it's not that I'm outside only in sun, moon, fire or in the earth. I'm inside also. Inside, in our stomach also, he is there. The next verse Lord says,
Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtaha. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaischa sarveirahameva vedya. Vedaischa sarveirahameva vedya. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtah. Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. Vedaischa sarveirahameva vedyah. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham.
Lord says, sarvasya cha aham hridi sannivishtah. Sarvasya. In the heart of all beings, I am there. How? Aham, aham. As an aham, I am there. So outside, it was illuminating power in sun, nourishing power in moon, then burning power in fire, sustaining power in earth, digestive fire in Jatharagni, Vaishvanara. And now he says, in all beings, I am present as aham, aham, aham. What is this aham? Aham is defined in three ways. Na hinasyati iti aham. One who does not kill is aham. One who does not kill is aham. Atman never kills anybody. I am present in you as Atman, aham. Na hanyate iti aham, which cannot be killed by anybody, that is aham. Atman cannot be killed by anybody, that is aham. Na jahati iti aham, that which cannot be given up is aham. You can give up everything, but you cannot give up Atman. So aham is defined in three ways. The Lord says, I am present in each being. This is Mahavakya. Mahavakya, so clearly Lord has never said earlier. Earlier it is said in chapter 13, Kshetragya chapi mam vidhi. You know that jiva to me, but now he is directly saying that I am present in all being. How is he present? Like aham, 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 he is present. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. From me, jnanam, knowledge, smriti, memory, apohanam, forgetfulness. All three because of me. So now onward, whenever you forget anything, you can blame Lord. Because Lord has said, matta jnanam, the jnanam because of me. Whatever knowledge you have got, either of the empirical world or the spiritual thing, it is because of Lord. Matta jnanam. Matta smriti, whatever you remember, that also is because of me. Apohanam. Apohanam means all of a sudden blank. Sometimes happen, we go for giving the exam, seeing the paper, blank. Nothing comes. Apohanam. Lord is responsible for that. Second meaning of apohanam is that if I have got anything, I have misunderstood it, then I have to replace by correct understanding. So this misunderstanding has to go. So that is done by Lord. And the correct understanding, that also because of the Lord. Matta jnanam smriti apohanam cha. Deeper meaning. All three functions relate to mind. Jnanam, new knowledge happens in mind. Smriti, memory is also in mind. Apohanam, you forget, that also is mind. Why matta? Because mind functions because of the presence of the Lord. Mind is an inert instrument. It's just like an inert machine. It requires power. So who gives that power? Mattah, I am giving. So new knowledge of the empirical world or spiritual world, both because of Lord. Smriti, memory of empirical world and the spiritual world, that also because of the Lord. Apohanam, you forget, that also because of that. In the spiritual world, apohanam means if any obstacle comes in your sadhana, the Lord takes care of that. He will remove it or reduce it so that you can overcome it. Apohanam jaya. Vedaischa sarvareva vedya. What is to be known in a vedya? Veda. So what is the practical use of this jnanam, smriti and apohanam? The practical thing is that you have to be choosing what jnana you require, how much you should remember and how much you should forget. Absurd things, useless things you should forget. And Mahatma, they give example of the three dolls. A person brought three identical dolls and said, can anybody find out any difference? They were identical. The person brought a thin wire. In one doll he put from this year, it came out from that year. That means useless things here from this side, don't record it. Don't memorize, don't put it in memory. Second doll, he put the wire from here, came out from mouth. That relates to all of brahmacharis, guru-sishya parampara. We learn from the guru and now we are speaking to you. So we heard, we are speaking. And the third one, it never came out from this year or there. Retained smriti. retain that power. So that is with us, how much we should take, how much to retain, how much to forget or leave it. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedya. Shankaracharya says one more thing, that the smriti and jnana happens as per your punya karma. And if you have got the pap karma, then it will affect your jnana and smriti. It will be less. If you have done the punya karma, the smriti and jnana will happen. If you have got the pap karma, Shankaracharya says it will be reduced. Science behind is very simple. If you are doing the pap karma, your mind is agitated, continuously agitated. In the state of the agitated mind, the jnana will not happen. It will not register. No jnana, no smriti. And when you are doing the punya karma, your mind is peaceful. When the mind is peaceful, jnana and smriti will happen. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vidya. In all the Vedas, what is the aim, what is the goal to be known? Aham is to be known. But the Vedas are so huge. So many verses are there, so many mantras are there. Most of them are to purify the mind. All karma kand is meant for purifying your mind. When the mind is purified, then only small portion of is the jnana kanda. And the knowledge will happen. So means are Veda, and the means are my mind and intellect. Sadhana. So Veda and the sadhana, this mind and intellect also, should also be used for knowing your Atman. Vedaisya sarve ahameva vedya. All Vedas, they talk about only one thing, that is me. Vedanta krit. Well, I am the author of all Vedas also. All Vedas talk about me, number one. And I am the author of all Vedas, because the all jnana is coming through me only. And there is Guru-Sishya Parampara continuously going on. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Abhyam. First I told to, Lord says to Arjun, when he talked about the Karma Yoga, Arjun was little bit perplexed. Is Lord going to use this Karma Yoga first time on me? Am I the guinea pig? Is experimenting on me? Lord says, no. I gave this knowledge to Vivaswan, the Surya. In the beginning of the creation, I gave. So the knowledge starts from Sada Siva Samarambha, we say, na? All the knowledge starts from Sivji, then Sankaracharya Madhyama, then comes to Sankaracharya. Asmada Acharya Paryantam, all the Acharya, they come from Guru Sishya Parampara, continuously it is coming. So who is the source? Lord is source. In Bhagavad it is said, Narayan is the source. From Narayan came to know Brahmaji. You know, from Brahmaji's navel, there came the lotus. Then, no, from the Vishnu, Narayan's lotus came, and Brahmaji was sitting there. He wanted to know the knowledge and went inside. So Lord Narayan gave him the knowledge. From Brahmaji came to Narad. From Narad came onward to Vyasji and downward. In Patanjali Yoga Sutra, they say Adi Guru is Paramatma. So through Veda, you know to come about me. Who is the author of Veda? Well, I am the author of Veda. Okay. Then, Veda vid eva chaham. Veda vid chaham. The knower of that Vedvit we say, na Vedvit, Brahmavit, Brahmai Vibhavati, the one who knows, that also is me. If I come to know, Lord said, that also is me. How? Because you become Brahman, what? One with the Brahman. You become Paramatman. There is no difference between a Jiva and Brahma after realization. He becomes one. So all Vedas talk about only thing, that is me. Author of Veda is me. And the one who knows that Brahmavit, that also is me. Because he becomes one with me. We will complete another 5 verses in our next session and the chapter will be over. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.